sounds dirty.
Yes.
And creepy.
Indeed. Yes.
There are very few things that can't sound dirty and creepy if you say it the right way. Or the wrong way.
This wasn't, way. I wasn't trying to turn this into a game. Let's be clear.
Everything is always a game, always. Everything is a prop.
I mean, now it's a game.
God damn it, no. I don't want to play.
Greetings, Ephra Posse. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apple of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
And special guest.
Special guest.
Steve.
Woo! Yay! My baby brother's here.
Yay.
And we're going to make things creepy today.
Oh, God. Hooray. Why do you do this when I have family on the podcast?
Are we going to make things creepy?
Oh.
I mean,
yes.
Why did I think this was a good idea? No, because you're like a brother, too. So this is all gross.
Jenna, you're like a sister to me.
Gross.
I told you. We could do it with anything.
It's only gross because you're like from the Dakotas. doesn't even matter which Dakotas. One. I know it's the South one, but it doesn't matter. Any of the Dakotas. It's okay. That's just
the Dakotas are the Kentucky of the Midwest. It's true.
It really is.
Wait, so what does that make Wisconsin?
The Florida of the Midwest.
Oh, shit, that's true. Okay.
That is
right.
True.
Isn't that Iowa?
No,
that's Wisconsin.
No, Iowa is the Texas of the Midwest.
I was going to call Wisconsin the Alabama.
Oh, see, I would go the other way. I would call Iowa the Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just...
Michigan or Louisiana. Which is
because the Sconnies are the crazy ones. Iowa is just a whole lot of forgetful hicks.
Yeah,
was going with more of the racism angle, but
are the Ubers Alabama. Like the deep bayou? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that is exactly what I'm saying. Ooh, yeah, impenetrable accent.
Michigan and, is definitely Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This makes sense.
Oh, Missouri that we've gets to be Missouri. Is that where we're at?
Now that we've alienated all of the South and most of the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, we're pissing everybody off tonight.
Yeah. Have you guys
question. Would you take a shit in Florida the same way you take a shit in Iowa?
I would be more concerned.
No, because in Florida it would be... Oh, sorry, Jenna.
Yeah. I would be more concerned to take a shit in Florida because there are more things in Florida that might either bite my ass or sting me.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, okay. Yeah.
So I would take a shit much more carefully in Florida than I would in Iowa.
But it's still on
the
feel
like in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to not shit in Florida. Let's be clear. There are just more precautions that need to be had. It's like, I don't know, like a one night stand. Like you got to do it safely, right?
You get out the dental dam, and...
right? Exactly.
You're gonna pee into a plastic bag and then tie the plastic bag up and throw it away. Is the
only
safe
that's
way.
The only clean way to go about
it. It is
this.
Exactly like a one night stand. If you don't do it every day, it's probably unhealthy.
I have
different definitions of one night stand.
Do not want answers to.
Salsa's idea of a one night stand is a piece of furniture next to his bed.
No.
So there's that.
It's like pooping. You need to do it. You were the one who said it was just like a one night stand.
Ah. Well,
I believe I was referring to taking a shit, not taking daily shits.
Well, you need to take a shit. Daily. Otherwise, it's
like
probably
when
unhealthy.
Take shits in Florida that they are actually stealing them.
If you don't,
use in some
if you don't
shit related
do it,
crime.
If you don't do it at least once a day, you get all bound up.
I mean, and I do shit pretty much daily, but some days are better than others. I'm not going to lie.
It depends on how humid it is out at Fast.
I think I poop more than anyone else.
I think you do too.
I mean,
having had you as a half roommate.
Also, apparently, a hell of a lot longer too. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, get look.
Sometimes when you see a man about a horse, you have to haggle. Okay, that's just how that goes.
What are you?
You've said that before, and I'm still not sure what all of that is about. I'm not sure what horse you're talking about. See, when James goes to the bathroom to shit, he brings an actual horse in with him. That's what takes so long.
Seabiscuit.
God damn it.
No. Oh, if it was Seabiscuit, it would go a fuck of a lot faster.
Seabiscuit's cousin, urinal cake.
Oh. Oh, I'm angry that is humorous.
Well, all right.
I don't want that to be humorous.
All right.
And I am angry that it is.
We've got to bring this back on point. Here we go. So back
do
to
we have a point?
Hey everybody.
Hey,
Dr. Nick.
Do we have a drink?
I have a drink. I am drinking.
What drink are you? Putting up your Jesus lips, Christ. Jenna.
God damn it.
That's so gross.
What you sipping on?
Oh, God. No, James, you're not helping either. Okay.
You do realize the more you protest, the longer it's going to go on.
Eventually, I'm just going to leave.
I mean, that works, too.
I can just go. But no, I'm drinking a hot toddy. And because I'm having this particular hot toddy at home, I was able to use my honey that I got from some guy with Chitroy-like names.
Ooh.
Yes. And it is, by the way, that is some of the best fucking honey. It's
I believe it.
There is something about like actual like not grocery store honey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I know like even in a grocery store you can still have 100% pure honey. And I look for that and I get it, but it's still not the same as something that like some dude just randomly pulled out of a comb and shoved into a jar. Like
yeah, that's the sweat too.
Yeah. But I think you get of like the wildflower and the floral stuff in it when it hasn't been processed in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
And maybe just a little bit of melted wax.
But yeah, so might hot toddy using that honey and some Jim Beam honey whiskey. And when I went to pour it out of the jar, I may have accidentally poured it a little bit more than I intended. So there is a lot of fucking honey up in that. So sweet and so good.
So it's like half honey.
Yeah. Not half. But I'm also drinking out of one of my Fest mugs. So like it was like there.
A good finger,
with
at least.
Honey. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Good knuckle. Knucklesworth.
Ooh.
Mostly I'm drinking honey. Also, there's some whiskey in it.
Honey with booze in it. Awesome. Yep. James, what are you drinking?
Mm-hmm. I made myself a gin and tonic with lime.
Gross. Oh, I like lime.
This is Bombay Sapphire gin, so it's really pretty fucking smooth. And lacks the, like it has a more velveteen juniper instead of like a punch you in the face behind the Kmart juniper.
I mean, I look
like
juniper's
I can respect like a hint of juniper.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start chewing on needles,
yeah, hint of juniper is my Yoko Ono cover band.
There you go.
No, Bjork.
Ooh, okay, I was wrong. Bjork is the correct answer.
All right. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Still going with Bjork.
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. No, all right. Okay.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Reference is lost
on me. A little
me.
Stretch, but I had to go with it.
Eh.
On this show, a joke that is stretched? The hell you say.
What? Steve, have you met James?
Once or twice.
All right. Mm-hmm. Have you met
I'm
Salsa?
So
Wait,
sorry.
Hold on. Let me turn around. You'll recognize me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There we go.
What?
You see, Jenna, when a man and a man love each other.
When a man loves your brother.
Nope. Nope, you don't get to see my reactions anymore.
Oh, that was on purpose. I was like, that's perfect timing that the camera went out. Yeah.
Oh, no, I turned that off. You don't get to see my reactions. You're having too much fun with them.
That's okay. We need to talk about what I'm drinking here. I am drinking a beer. I'm drinking Snowstorm Oat Stark Beer by Shell's Brewery.
Oh, fuck. I love a Shell Snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Those are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you on that either.
Well,
I believe it's delicious to everybody else, but
it's like snowman cum in my throat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't that just be water?
Right. I mean, and carrot. That's
I suppose.
Maybe a little bit of coal.
Just better for your eyesight.
Yeah, activated charcoal. That's
Hey Steve, you drinking anything?
I'm drinking orange. Ooh. I believe of the Kool-Aid variety.
Hey,
nice.
Because when you're poor, your flavors come in colors.
That's yeah.
Yep.
There's a reason that it's purple drink and not grape.
Oh, I've got some of that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So your soda, purple stuff. Oh, Sunny D.
And now they come in like cute little condensed bottles that you can like
do a little squirty squirt,
like the little Mio type thing.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah, but like the Kool-Aid
you
actually
can get like
comes
Kool-Aid Mio.
Huh. I do like those little bottles. They're very like
James.
Mixable.
I know you'll remember this because you're very good at remembering things that were discussed 9 months ago.
Okay.
But I want to get a bunch of Mio things to have over at Fencing Booth this year.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's a fucking
the energy,
stellar plan.
Yeah. Electrolyte ones.
Well, yeah.
I wholly endorse this.
Mm-hmm. Like the Gatorade style.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer blue, but yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the electric light energy ones that.
The electric really light good. Ones?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll stay
it's
on.
What battery
it's
operated
it's
plants
grave.
Crave.
Yeah.
Also, James, we need more plants at the fencing booth.
Okay. Do you want them out in the crowd, or do you?
Yeah, that's where they work best.
Yeah.
We have them back behind the booth. They're not going to do us any good.
Inside jokes will get you inside work.
But like second row, not first row. You don't want.
I mean, isn't a plant just an inside joke as it is?
Maybe.
It's an insider to your joke.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Mmm. In your words, there is much food for thought.
Nom 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 nom.
And if you eat alphabet soup, then in your food, there's much words for thought.
And your dog would start talking.
I don't have a dog.
You will.
Oh, God.
Beware.
I'm allergic. No. Hey, Salsa, what have you been up to?
I don't know. This and that.
Oh, okay.
The other stuff. What have I been
Gravity
up to?
Stole my answer.
Hold on. Let me look at my calendar.
All right.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have you.
I can start while you combobulate.
No, it's okay. Fine. I had a busy week. all sorts of stuff going on. We had taking my kids to swimming lessons, and then my kids had, like, you know, things like, I don't know, hockey and stuff. Oh. My daughter, by the way, have I told you my daughter is way cooler than I will ever be?
I mean, that's not a hard part of...
Yeah.
This is why I wanted Steve on the podcast. It's getting too blasé for James and I to insult you. We need Steve to do it for us.
No. So on Wednesday, my daughter played pond hockey on Lake Nokomis at the Pond Hockey Championship Tournament.
Fucking cool. Yeah.
It was fucking cold out. It was like
oh, so perfect temperature for you.
Oh, it was great. It was very windy, though, and my daughter was very amused. She was like, it's so much easier to skate from this side to that side than the other direction. it was the youth night at the tournament, and so... For those that don't know, by the way, I should probably back up a little bit. The Pond Hockey Championship happens every year at Lake Nokomis in Minneapolis, and it is teams from across the country. This is not a little like five teams from Minnesota compete. This is a fucking national tournament that goes on, and there are quite literally hundreds of teams that come and compete in different categories. The open category is obviously the big one, but they also have like the over 60 tournament, and then they've got the like youth tournament, and then they've got some of the other stuff. But they had on Wednesday they had youth night, and so they have all of these rinks. They have, by the way, they have 25 rinks out on Lake Nokomis.
Holy
for this
shit.
Thing. Yeah, I can't stress enough. This thing is big. There's 25 ice rinks out on Lake Nokomis for this. Yes.
When they like make the rinks, is it just like a spray painted something? How do they designate the actual rinks? Because it's a lake, right?
Yeah, it's a lake.
Yeah, so they snow piles on top of it, though.
So they scrape the snow off, mm-hmm. and then they put in those, you know, those little white 6-inch tall boards that they make for backyard rinks.
Okay, yeah,
no,
they use those. Yeah, it's these plastic boards that are about 6 to 8 inches tall, and they clip together, and those form the rink.
Oh, like those plastic gym connector thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and they're held in place by stakes that are driven into the ice.
Okay.
It's
just an odd question.
I have a follow-up odd question.
Yes.
How do they prepare a lake ice top? Or
they have a lake Zamboni, is that what you're asking?
Like, yeah, basically. Like, I don't think that's what it is, but maybe it is.
They shovel
it's just
the
a canoe with an electric razor.
No, they shovel the snow off of it, and if there's any deep cracks, they fill it with water. Mm. But otherwise, it's just what it is. This is pond
so
hockey.
So even if it's, like, bumpy and stuff, they just...
Oh, yeah. Like,
part of the skill.
In one of, like, the rink that my daughter was in one corner, there was, like, tractor treads in the ice.
Oh,
Jesus.
Right. It's pond hockey. It's whatever the ice is, that's what the ice is.
It's overlanding, but for ice skating.
Yeah, it's all terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're going to compare everything to overlanding, aren't you?
I don't know what overlanding is, but I assume it's like all terrain.
It's all terrain driving, but like then you stay in your car or a tent or whatever.
It's camping, except after doing all of the ATV
all terrain stuff. Okay. Yeah.
That actually sounds like wild fun.
Makes anyway, me want to
put a tiny car up on stilts.
So they put out the dashers, the little, you know, arena rink boards, and then they shovel all the snow off of it. Whatever the ice looks like, that's what the ice looks like. Again, if there's like deep cracks, they will fill those in, but otherwise just whatever the ice conditions are, that's the ice conditions. And they don't have goalies. Instead of goals like the big net, what they do is they basically take a pallet, and they.
Okay.
I mean that's basically what it is. It's
like a ramp or like a door.
So what they do is they make a box out of 2x4s.
Yes.
And on one end of the box are two openings on each end. So there's on one side there's like a 6-inch by 4-inch hole in the board, and on the other side there's another hole in the board, and those are the goals. So there's no goalie, but your target is a 4-inch by 6-inch hole. That's it.
Gotcha.
So it's like milk carton basketball.
Sure.
Yes.
But the bizarre thing is these guys who play pond hockey can snipe that from the other end of the ice. It's ridiculous. That's what pond hockey is just two teams going out there and skating around in the whatever conditions it is. And since you're outside in the snow, in the elements in winter, you know, you've got people skating around in their full hockey gear with scarves and stocking caps over their helmets and everything like that.
I imagine that would get warm too fast.
So no, it was a real good time though. She looked like she was having a grand time. She scored a couple goals. Just out there in the elements of Minnesota on a lake playing hockey, the way it was intended, I guess. So that's what she did on Wednesday. Is she played hockey at the pond hockey championship event. And then on Saturday, she played hockey at Mariucci Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which is the U of M hockey arena.
I was about to say, I've actually heard of that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification.
Like, yeah.
The one where they're constantly playing Dia de los Muertos music, right?
I was trying to figure out a mariachi joke in there myself.
But... Oh, I see. I get it now. But yeah, in Minnesota sport, like the XL Energy is for the Minnesota Wild and Mariucci is for the Gophers hockey team. And these are, you know, two of the biggest sports venues in the state. She played in Mariucci.
That's
again,
so fucking cool.
Way cooler than I will ever be. And then
surpassed that when she lost her tooth and just handed it to
her. She surpassed that when she was born.
I mean, she was born, so that's a leg up already.
She wasn't spawned directly out of the gates of I was spawned
right. I forget.
Also was half baked.
I keep looking at Salsa like a person. I forget.
No, goodness no. No,
he's
just
a fairly well dressed bale of straw. Is the
you know, you're doing really well for a bale of straw, buddy. I missed that one.
No,
I
am
1 year out of chess when I confuse the two.
Yep,
I am just a ball of misanthropy that somehow became aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm a ball of PTSD with super organizational skills.
I'm not even a ball. I'm a square.
Aww.
No brother of mine is a square.
Rhombus? But
I'll go with rhombus, yeah.
Did a couple of hockey games myself, some really fantastic Magicians games over the weekend. But today I did something that I'm going to talk about. I got my physical.
Ah, good.
Ooh.
I got my annual physical because I turned 40 this year, and that was the responsible thing to do.
Aww. I was about to ask, is it that physical?
It is not. That is that used to be 50, but it is now it is now 45. Mm-hmm. Yep,
45.
Appropriate.
Which?
Wow, that was a reference only local people from the 90s will understand.
Only 90s.
Mine
but I am honestly going to come out and say this. We're talking about a colonoscopy, and I don't really care.
Wow.
Like, I'm not... I honestly, genuinely, am not, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
The worst part is the night before.
Yeah.
As somebody who has actually experienced one.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. Yeah, I had a flexible sigmoidoscopy, and I think actually waking up that morning absolutely starving and not able to have a goddamn thing.
Fuck.
That, for me, was the worst.
Yeah.
For me, it was like two or three in the morning when you had to take the bottle of magnesium.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, my favorite was
Martin Short was talking about it, because Martin Short and Steve Martin and Tom Hanks and a group of celebrity friends get together and they do a colonoscopy party.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, play cards and they eat Jell-O. And he says by 8 at night, their bathrooms are just an absolute no good, you know, like war crime zone. But they all do it together. And then the next morning they go get their colonoscopies and then they go have brunch together.
I do
Which,
take it
honestly,
back.
Honestly, sounds like a
the
good time.
Jell-O is the worst part.
I like
Jell-O. See, I'm great with Jell-O.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like
Terrible Jell-O. With kids, but great with Jell-O.
I'm not a Jell-O person.
Is it a texture thing, or is it a...
Oh, it is very much a texture thing. Like,
I don't know. Have you seen Steve? He's a little roly-poly around the edges. He's kind of a Jell-O person.
Lois is getting larger.
Yeah.
Leon.
You who has not sinned, cast the first stone.
Oh, right? I am a whole fucking bowl full of jelly over here. I admit it. Like, yeah.
I was going to make a joke about, like, gain the first stone because of the...
I get it, yeah.
No, I have already gained that stone. The pandemic has not been good for my waistline. No. Let's go with that.
I am at my head.
Which is something I discussed with my doctor today.
Oh.
Getting back on topic. Haha. See, I brought that around. It is a good thing to do, and I think not enough people remember that it is a thing they should do, but get your annual physical just to check in. Yep. Have the doctor pop the hood, take a poke at what's under there, and make sure everything's running correctly.
Yeah.
I'm getting mine right now.
I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. Jesus, man.
I don't... Oh,
man.
Anything exciting from your physical?
No, that's the best part. It was a very routine, like, yep. My doctor, every single time I have a physical, my doctor is like, so you're a sword swallower. It's like, yep. And he's like... Okay, like he always, like every single time, is always like so in awe of that.
I mean,
and I'm like, we've been through this before, and he's like,
yeah,
I know, but it's just one of my clients is a sword swallower.
I wonder if he talks like. Nondescript about having a sword swallower client and the anatomy thereof. And
but I mean, we have had that conversation, but honestly, for him, it's kind of fun because we do not just the sword swallowing, but also the fire performing that I do.
Right.
We talk about
all the
fuels
that
I use.
Have it on your body.
Exactly. All of those things. So like fuel buildup in my blood, you know, when he has the tox screens in my blood, he's looking for specific fuel, you know, things so that, you know, to make sure that if I am, you know, going to have problems because of the fuel in my liver or something like that, then he is aware of that so that he does know to keep an eye out for that sort of thing. So in that respect, for him, it's kind of fun in that, like, he goes, well, what possible problems can we get from this, and what do I do need to keep an eye open for? So, you know,
honestly, never thought about bringing something like that up to my doctor. Mm-hmm. Like those kind of complications.
I mean, I told you guys about when I went in for oral surgery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like the oral surgeon was like, you know, instead of like count back from 100, he's like, so tell me about something really weird, maybe unique or interesting that you do. And I was like, well, I do fire stuff. He's like you eat and breathe fire? I'm like, yeah, I also do poi. He was like, you know, that's really bad for your teeth. I was just like,
that's why I'm
guess,
here.
Like, never thought about it. And like, as I'm starting to go under, he starts talking about this like street performers convention on the Keys. And he's like, have you ever been to that? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, I was talking with Bonko the Clown or whoever. And then like, yep. I pass out. So like, I think he was a street performer, possibly a clown. Mm-hmm. But that
well,
was
there
cool.
is a big busker festival out in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, somebody else go. I've been talking for long enough.
Okay, so in my vein of responsible post-COVID partying, I don't know what else to call it. The going out and do things, but still being careful, but also like. If I was going to be 100% careful, I wouldn't go out, but that's also not necessarily.
But that's okay because you're invincible.
I am not invincible. Oh my God.
So the existential partying is what you're saying.
Yes, actually, that's exactly what it is. Actually, I looked it up on the CDC and the CDC says 6 months and I'm like, I don't believe you.
So 6 months like, of invincibility.
Not invincible.
Bulletproof.
Invincible.
Doesn't take fall damage.
But like, no,
can get away from time. James Bond at any moment.
Yes. Anyway, so in that vein, I've been also like I'm trying to move my body more, so I'm trying to go out more. But I'm trying to be responsible about it. So Joe and I went to, the St. Paul Winter Carnival.
Oh, wow.
For those that don't know, let me tell you a little bit of the backstory on how this happened. Back in like 1880 or so, 88, 86, somewhere in that area, in the 1880s, the East Coast started writing articles about how Minnesota was a barren wasteland that nobody should ever go to, and it was
not wrong. Not wrong.
And compared it to Siberia.
Seemed accurate wrong. So far.
And then St. Paul went, yeah, but we can have fun. And so then they decided to have a St. Paul Winter Carnival. Like, that's basically how the St. Paul Winter Carnival happened, as the East Coast was like, what the fuck is your problem?
And no, it's
Paul
absolutely
went,
a
snow palace.
It's absolutely a spite party.
It really is.
Yeah.
Passive
aggressive Minnesotan bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. It's a passive aggressive spite party.
Yep. I mean, when you make the Vulcans, the people who bring back the heat, the bad guys.
Yes.
It's definitely a spite party.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because the people who bring the heat are the good guys, Selsa.
Well, yeah, you missed Steve's dig in there.
The dig was that cold bad.
Okay. I don't understand.
I mean,
from
also
a reliable
bad,
source,
but...
and it might have been Salsa, or Jenna may have said it first, that explaining jokes does make them funnier.
It's true.
So what you want
anyway,
to do is put on onions and garlic. Oh,
the St. Paul Winter Carnival. Basically, St. Paul has a whole bunch of different winter-related events, most of which I don't actually care about. But like they have the Ice Palace, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the ice carving competition.
And I was getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
Because when Joe and I were talking about doing this, we're like, okay, well, what are we going to do? I'm like, I want to see the ice carving competition. Because I know people in the ice carving competition, and I used to go to that. And it used to be really cool, and there were all the these ice carvings, and like they were all neat and different and intricate and this, that, and the other thing. So we went to Rice Park, where they have the ice carving competition.
Mm-hmm.
There were 4 entries.
Oh no.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe there were more and I just couldn't see them. But we looked around and we could not find any more of the multi-block entries. There were just 4 of the big multi-block entries.
Were they like some of the single block or?
Apparently there was also a single block competition.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't well marked, or it was at a different spot, maybe? I don't know.
Well, last year they had all of that over at the state fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they were doing like a drive-by thing for the state fairgrounds. But the thing is, I'm wondering if
the Rice Park.
I know that our same group of friends that did the multi-block also did a single block.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And I have a hard time thinking that they went back and forth from the state fairgrounds to Rice Park.
Well,
Stefan Senpai is probably sure shouting into his podcasting device of choice at the moment.
It's possible. Well, I'm wondering if the Rice Park thing wasn't just like an exhibition, like we're showing people how this is done, and then the actual like competition was going on somewhere else or something.
No. Because multi-block was a competition.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Single block is a competition.
Yeah.
And the multi-block that our friends won was in Rice Park.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they were there. The multi-block had 4 entries that I could find.
Oh wow, that's real shocking.
If memory serves, Stefan Senpai was talking about I can't remember whether it was ice carving or whether it was snow sculpture that his significant other was doing over at the fairgrounds. But some kind of
I think there's snow sculpture at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might have been it.
Individual block is January 30th.
Which was so yesterday.
Okay. So just one shot during the day. Because we went Saturday. So that makes more sense as to why we didn't see it. But yeah. So the multi-block, what I was trying to get to was the multi-block. Sorry. Starts at 7 p.m. on Thursday and ends at 7 p.m. on Saturday. They have 48 hours to get those things carved.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe and I show up. And number one, we ended up finding a small parade of some sort. Like, I didn't realize there was a parade. The Winter Carnival website was really hard for me to navigate. Or it was very easy for me to navigate, but not. one of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
They blocked it out by, like, location per day or something. So I could see all the things happening in the Rice Park area.
Yeah.
I could see all of these events, but it didn't help. I had to go into each event to see where it was located, and it was a pain in the ass, so I stopped. Maybe it was just the mobile version, I don't know, but if I'm mobile, that's when I want that information.
Right.
So we still just, we went down to Rice Park and there was a parade there. So we kind of watched that. Like we got, I think the back half of it, there were a whole bunch of Shriners. There were so many Shriners. Oh my God, you guys, so many goddamn Shriners.
Mm-hmm.
They were delightful, but there were so many of them. And then we went to look at the ice sculptures. That were all, like, so we got there probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
No, 3:30, somewhere in there. And people were hard at work on their ice sculptures, trying to get the last bits and pieces done.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, We went to get some food at the Amsterdam, where mm-hmm. Joe knows a person that works there, and I surprisingly knew a person that worked there too. Hooray!
Ooh.
It was very empty, and so we took one of the big booths to ourselves, mm-hmm. Had some food and drink, and then we went back to Rice Park to see, because by the time that happened, it was like 6:30. So we're like, well, these are all going to be about done now. We got to go see what they look like in the dark, under the lights, finished or just about finished.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was impressive how quickly some of that stuff got up. And it was at that point I was able to flag down one of our friends that was working on the gorgeous dragon piece that ended up taking first place.
Nice.
Just have a little chit chat there, but like mm-hmm. when we were going by earlier, there were so many people. I was just like, and Joe was like, and so we're like, well, maybe we'll get a drink at the ice bar. Here's the problem. The bars, so there's an ice bar and there's like a drinking tent off to the side and like other various alcoholic whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use, they use the ticket system and a wristbanding system. And you have to buy your wristband.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was like,
in order to pay.
Huh?
So you're paying in order to pay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't know. I was in halves about it. And Joe's like, I'm good. I'm like, that makes sense.
Holy shit.
Like, calculating it out, it would have cost us $10 for Joe to have a beer and for me to have a, and another $10 for me to have a hard seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nope. We'll just go to another place and drink. And so we did.
Excellent.
Went to our second place of the evening and had more drinks and hanging out. But they did have, they had like a little, fire off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the weird triangle is off of the Landmark Center?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was over in the triangle spot, and there was a tent in that little side road that's right next to the Landmark
Center. I do believe that's the official name, too, the triangle spot.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I always thought the triangle spot was a myth.
I think you mean... the triangle spot.
Gross. Don't be creepy.
I'm so good at this game.
I heard that somebody's fingers got lost in the triangle spot and then appeared 40 years later unharmed.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh, so anyway, James, boatloads of semen have gotten lost in the triangle spot over the years.
Yes.
And some women. I've heard Amelia Earhart got lost in the triangle spot.
It's true.
Yeah.
Whew.
So anyway.
Shit. She went down around there?
I mean, we're not entirely sure. There's no proof. However, stories have told that Amelia Earhart has actually gone down on the triangle spot.
And got eaten by crabs.
Well, now you're just weird.
I'm so good at this game.
So yeah, all in all, just bumming around Rice Park was lovely. We went into the library for a hot minute because they were talking about like a history of the Winter Carnival Museum exhibit thing. They had an outfit. And a slideshow. And I was like, you guys should know better. This is not an exhibit. This is you telling me about your family vacation every year for the past 100 years.
I mean, to be fair, the Winter Carnival is less about learning and more about drinking. So.
Yes and no. There's a lot of things that have come and gone throughout the ages.
I know.
The carnival has been around since the 1880s, and I love They did have some pictures of like past ice palaces and things like that, some lovely carvings. They had pictures of royalty, but they never talked about when was the medallion hunt introduced? When did they start doing this thing? Are there, you know, tell me the history about this specific event that we keep doing year after year. Like, those are the kinds of things I was hoping to get more of. And it was just a slideshow.
There was no audio. You got more of the mythos than the written anything.
I just got pictures. Like, I basically just got pictures thrown at me. And maybe, like, a little grandma scrawl with a sticker that says so-and-so. Like, that was it.
I just realized that the Winter Carnival would make an excellent setting for a Groundhog Day 2.
Oh.
And Bill Murray already is in, you know, St. Paul all the time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it over here.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, that would be like Urusei Yatsura, Beautiful Dreamer, but not an anime and starring Bill Murray.
And also something people
sure
would know.
I'm pretty sure you said a few words.
You were talking about.
Oh, okay. So anyway, but yeah, so there was a bar. When Joe and I went back the second time around, there was a DJ playing music. We're like walking up to Rice Park and he's like,
oh, Jesus.
Is that the Macarena? And I was like, yes, no. Yes, that is the Macarena. And he's like, why are they playing the Macarena?
Because you're in the bad place.
Yeah.
I'm just like, keep people moving, keep them warm. He's like, if they can't figure out long underwear at this point, it's not on me and I should Like, he was grabby about that, and I think that's fair.
Hey, Margarita.
But yeah, otherwise, like, I mean, for me personally, it was cute. I like seeing the ice sculptures. I'm glad they had a few. I was definitely sad that they didn't have more because, like, years past, I've known them to have like 20 or so of the multi-block,
yeah,
sculptures. Like, I was a little sad it was only four, but you know, just being what they are, I'm also appreciative that I got any at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was adorable. It wasn't super exciting. It was still worth the going out and hanging out, but I'm glad, like, I really didn't have massive expectations or didn't, like, massively plan, because, like, I was like, well, I'm going to go see ice sculptures. I've seen ice sculptures. Mm-hmm. Nailed it. So.
Cool. James?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Aside from the LAN party that I think I talked about last week, cleaned my house. Just got like elbow deep on cleaning.
I'm sorry.
And no, it was actually like incredibly satisfying.
I would slap you if I could right now.
The thing that many people will know about depression is that you don't always feel it in the way that I think people expect. You don't feel necessarily just incredibly sad and bitter and shit like
that.
Sometimes depression, you either feel it as just difficulty getting out of bed and then getting into the shower and getting out of the shower. And like every step just has a little additional difficulty to it. Takes more motivation and is harder for you. But then sometimes depression hits you and you don't realize how bad it's gotten until you start to see those external signs of things, right? Like, you look around and you realize that you have three baskets of laundry that you haven't put away and a bunch of shit that dishes have stacked up, even though you've been doing dishes and shit. That's for me, that's usually when I go, oh, it's not just that I'm, you know, tired or sad or stressed out. It's I'm actually getting hit hard right now. And it was, I realized that in my room, my tiny room, that I was leaving a little minuscule walkway to get around my bed and get over to my computer chair, and that I was not doing super well. And so we had quarantined and tested and everything like that in order to have a guest over on Sunday. And we used that as an opportunity to really clean. I scrubbed a toilet, which is something that I do. It's something that I have done before. It's not a deal, but
it wasn't your first time in the past 30 some years of your existence.
No, it definitely wasn't. But also, just like, I went in there and I was like, oh, I don't think a guest will want to poop on this.
Sure.
This looks like a Florida toilet. I think I should probably, you know, this, I think they would rather poop in a ditch in Iowa. So, yeah, I cleaned the bathroom. I put up new towel hooks and things like that. Just did a bunch of the small projects that I've been putting aside for this time. And one of the things that I've been doing for self-improvement is starting to keep a daily task list of checkboxes. Okay. And when something is completely done, I fill in the check, obviously. When something is partially done, I'll, you know, whatever. And then if it doesn't get done at all, or still has shit left over, I will put forward arrows on it and then move it over to the next day. And every day I look at the previous day and I move the empty check boxes over. And Sunday was the first day where I only had like two.
Nice.
And today I had another 10, but with the exception of like brushing and flossing tonight, they're all done.
Yay.
And it's like, that's a big fucking deal. And I woke up this morning, and even though I only got like 4 hours of sleep, I still had a great day.
Oh, good.
It's one of the weird things is that, that spiral is somewhat self-serving. Like you can't wash your car to make it rain. Cleaning your room might make you feel a little better, but it's not going to dig you out of depression. But
right.
Even as you climb out of depression, you can still feel like shit because your room is a tragedy and you know, need to get on top of stuff like that. And so, yeah. And then like figuring out the power situation for my workstation with the changes that I've made and how I'm going to do everything over here without having to lose lighting or that I use for crafting, or without having to go without proper chargers for devices. And so it felt really good to have all of that stuff figured out and fucking fixed. And just, it was nice to have somebody over and to make a meal and all, you know, I don't know. It was good. So that's most of what I've been up to. It's just figuring that shit out. And as it is now, the only things that I have left to do in my room are to sift through a milk crate of records to decide which ones I'm keeping and which ones I'm giving to my parents. And which is a joyful task. And then two gigantic 2000 something odd piece Lego sets and that I would like to build. And other than that, and a bunch of books on my nightstand, my room is nice.
Ooh.
And I just like, yeah, it feels fucking great.
I didn't want to interrupt, but you're talking about moving checkboxes over to the next day, and I'm just like, how very agile of you.
Well, I've tried a lot of different shit. I've tried task managers and reminders and things on my phone, and my brain starts to ignore them.
Mine too. Yeah. I
start to physically not see that they are there.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I have yet to find a system that actually I cannot ignore.
Yeah. but this, this is a physical book that I'm writing in every day. I take 10 minutes in the morning to transfer everything over and then figure out what new tasks I'm adding for the day, what repeating things and what new stuff is there. And that keeps things in mind in a way that nothing else has. And I found it so far pretty repeatable. I started it on the 1st of January.
Oh, wow.
Which means I have now been doing that so for it's like an a
month.
Entire month.
An actual month now.
Yeah.
Well done. Usually when I try something new like that, it lasts about a week.
Same. Yeah. Absolutely
same. Or two,
you get to a week. God damn.
Yeah. The other thing is I have apps on my phones on my phone that
I've tried the gamification apps.
Yep.
Before they just less than a week I've already forgotten it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the problems with me is I never touch my phone.
Yeah.
And I just got a new phone.
Not just my phone, but I've tried notebooks before. I tried one of those. What are those, like, the big fad with the notebooks and the
bullet
journals?
I tried a bullet journal, and I didn't even get through the first day.
Yeah.
Because I started writing things down, and I was like, so you want me to do... No, this isn't going to work. Fuck this. I already knew that that was not going to be a thing.
Something struck a chord when I was listening to Adam Savage's book, Every Tool is a Hammer. And he was talking
You've talked about this before.
Yeah. Yep. He was talking about checkboxes and in like a very passionate, almost romantic way. And I decided that was what I was going to try. And since I had a new day planner, in order to take the place of a calendar that, again, I just fucking ignore. Sadly, I don't know that it's going to become a lasting thing, but I have been doing it for a month and it helped me to get into other habits like regular physical therapy.
Good.
And planning stuff. It feels good. Yeah. So that's what I've been up to.
I didn't want to interrupt James either, but my thoughts when he was saying all of that was, if I have three baskets of laundry in my room, it's because I've already put half of it away. Because honestly, in a basket or in my dresser, what's the difference?
I mean, yeah, I've had the clean basket and the dirty basket before. Yeah.
Like I've got,
well, and I have two.
I have my laundry chair. Where, like, everything is sorted into nice piles, but in different places on the chair.
And when I had a queen size bed, half the bed was just my clean clothes.
My room is 10 feet by 11 feet.
I do laundry. So I put the basket.
A clothes basket. Yeah, is significant floor space.
Yeah, I put the basket next to the bed, and then I just take clothes out of it as I need them.
Sure, I have definitely done that, but again, my room does not have the floor space for that, or rather I will allow it to take up the floor space until I am.
No, I know. I'm just giving you crap.
Yeah. The other thing that I've been instituting is the 10-minute tidy.
I love the 10-minute tidy.
Yeah.
Is that like a Pomodoro tidying?
I just go
I'm
in.
Not,
and
I'm not
do
familiar with this cocktail. What's in it?
10 minutes of cleaning in a given space.
I can't get drunk on that.
Oh, it depends on what you're cleaning with. if you can't get drunk doing that, salsa, you're not trying, okay?
Pine salt does taste like gin to me, so...
Oh, Jesus. The new Tide Pod. I'll do 10 minutes of dishes and caring for the knives that I really like, cleaning and honing and putting them away. 10 minutes of oiling the bamboo cutting boards and putting them away. Things like that.
Yeah.
But just 10 minutes is not daunting. I can do that every day.
Yeah. And then you reward yourself with a little break.
Exactly.
Another 10 minutes or something.
Holy shit. Because I did so much work on Saturday, I sat down for an hour at lunch and an hour after dinner to play a new video game with friends, which is fucking spectacular. It's a game called Strange Brigade, and 1 to 5 people are on a it's a squad based survival game that is basically the Mummy movies.
It's like Left 4 Dead, except like pulp.
Yeah,
movie pulp.
Okay. Yeah.
Old B movies. Yeah, fucking awesome.
No, like my wife and I on Sunday, we're gonna have a lazy Sunday, and then the day got done. We were like, holy shit, we accomplished a fuck of a lot today.
Mm.
But it was still somehow a lazy Sunday.
Nice. Oh, that's so
like,
good.
You know, like we would be on the couch reading, and you know, the kids would be watching TV, and then we were like, oh, but we hung like 5 pieces of art, and we did the dishes, and we, you know, accomplished all sorts of stuff around the house. And at the end of the day, we were back to sitting on the couch reading, and we're just like, how? What?
Nice.
What just happened there? So, anyway, we should probably. What time did we start recording?
I don't remember. I don't pay attention.
I believe it's been about an hour.
About an hour, yeah.
Yeah, it's about an hour and 1 minute, as a matter of fact. So we should probably.
I've been up to nothing. There, we solved that.
I see.
Let's give our listeners the chance to refresh their drinks or take a bio break and pause us.
I mean, it's a podcast. They can stop whenever they want to.
I heard bio break.
That too.
You do that mission.
That's how you get swamp ass.
Yes.
That's,
you go to the UP for that.
Okay.
Those are the stand-ups. Yeah.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
That was when he began to haunt the Chuck E. Cheese.
Somebody's got to do it.
I mean, the Chuck E. Cheese is haunted.
We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Oh, Jesus.
Who are you? Hello?
Well, James never said his name. So
he did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I was
going
to make a Freddy Fazbear joke, but now it's too late.
No.
Yes. Aww. Yeah.
We'll try again.
Right,
I'm Salsa.
Let's do it again. Okay.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Freddy Fazbear. I'll swallow you.
Oh.
Okay.
So that happened.
We'll
How do we all feel
week?
About that?
We need to do it again? Or
I don't care.
I'm Salsa.
I do it the second time.
Okay. I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And fuck you all.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems right.
That,
okay.
This is all
that tracks.
All right.
Yeah. And it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from James.
Nice.
Woo! Eddie.
All right.
Hello.
So
you probably don't need to be that close. That was hot.
What
Fast Five.
Like, not attractive.
That was, Western. No.
Salsa. Oh, yeah. That was hot.
Damn it.
Ew. You know, you don't need to be that close.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think I do.
I don't need to be. This just reminds me of the episode where Salsa and I held hands for the entire episode. He just left in order to drive over here so that we could hold hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
Now I want to sing along, but I know it's not going to go well with the leg.
Oh. Visual jokes on a podcast.
Yeah.
Number one.
Ow.
Nails or beans?
Nails or beans? I would much
Which
rather
do you
put
find
nails
more
up.
Adorable? Nope. Which do you find more adorable on a kitten? The actual claws or the little bean pad things that they retract into on the paws?
What beans are you putting on kittens?
Toe beans.
Toe beans. Yeah. It's a term. I know you're not going to know it. You're going to be a cranky old man about it.
It's a term for the pads of the kitty beans.
Yeah, because they look like
beans.
They look like little jelly beans. Yeah.
Little pink beans. They're your toe beans.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I suppose.
The look on Celsus' face is
wildly
confused.
That makes sense.
I actually can't see him at all. He's two dancing squares to me.
Oh. I mean,
he
for
took
the
square dancing in high school.
Oh, no, he can see me. Fuck.
Dancing square!
All right, well, I'll go and come back. Screw you guys.
I mean, I was thinking, what would you rather eat for some reason?
Huh.
My answer would still be the same with beans.
Huh.
I would
that
rather
change salsas.
I would rather stick nails up my nose.
Than beans up your nose?
Hmm. Yes.
That's fair.
Well, yeah.
I think I'd still go with beans. That wouldn't be nearly as impressive.
That's. I mean, it depends on how many, I guess.
A couple green beans.
Ooh.
Oh.
Nope.
Just walrus those things up the nose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's such a visceral mental image. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty gross, actually. Like, in my head, I'm just like, mm-mm.
Wow. No french fries. You get the walrus.
Oh, man. I can honestly tell you that I have not in my life so far put french fries up my fucking nose.
Yet. No, I don't think Jess has ever done that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Steve, you watched her a lot during that time period. Do you remember her ever shoving food up her nose?
No.
Hmm.
She enjoyed food too much.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
that's my problem.
She was born a 40-year-old woman and didn't like to be dirty except when she was fine being dirty. It was
she also preferred things like okra, which you can't really cram up your nose very easily.
So weird, but yeah. No, she definitely liked okra.
Oh,
okra
man.
And banana.
Frozen okra was her teething food.
Hot pickled okra. Oh.
It was not hot pickled. But
it was frozen out of the bag okra that
she would just gnaw
every,
on it because
so,
it felt good
that's
on her
so
nose.
Good. That's such a good idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't remember her shoving things up her nose.
I myself choose beans.
Let's see. I think nails. I'm much more of a claws person than a bean person. Let's be clear.
Okay.
Like when people look at me, they're like, I'm mildly intimidated by you. Like that just happens.
Mm-hmm.
I could be helping them get across the street and they'd be like, oh, you're so sweet, but also intimidating. So like, yeah, I'm going claws. Bucket.
I'm going to take the same pit. Answer, but for a different reason.
Mm.
Okay.
Because I find nails to be way more annoying than beans on a chalkboard.
Oh. That's very fair.
I mean,
accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to go the Wordle route and hedge my bets and say beans because that makes more sense in more contexts.
Ooh.
Oh.
The nice. Wordle.
Oh, did you hear about the sale of Wordle?
Yeah.
The
New York Times now is Wordle.
New York Times owns it now.
No, Wordle. It's that game that I told you that I tried to explain to you, and you wouldn't understand it anyway.
Yeah,
everybody
was talking. Lots of people are doing it. So
everybody was talking at once. Hold on. What?
Okay. So, do you remember last week and the week before when we talked about Wordle, and you were like, "What the fuck is Wordle?" And I was like, "The word game." And you were like, "What?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it. You're going to be a cranky old man about it anyway."
Okay.
It's like Mastermind, but with words.
Yes. That is exactly what it is.
Yep, but it's super hot, popular social media stuff.
Yep.
Wordle is a game that was made by a guy for his girlfriend, fiance, wife, partner of some level, state, whatever. Made it for her. Because she really liked word games. It got really popular, the family really enjoyed it, and so, like, it got more and more popular, and within 3 months, like, 500,000 people across the world were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally, like, they were separated due to COVID or something like that, so in order to have something they can do together, he made this website where they could do this
game. I thought it was just she was getting bored during COVID, and they were looking for more things that they could do.
I thought they were physically separated for some
partnership.
Reason.
I don't think so, but...
Yeah. Anyway.
No matter how you do, the website, per day, you get one puzzle that everybody all does for that day, and then however you do is represented by a set of green and
squares.
Yellow blocks that people are pasting into their social medias, their Facebooks and Twitters.
And their Twitter and such, and their Discords.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the colored blocks that people put in all the fuck everywhere? That's this?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly what this is.
Or memes based off of that.
Or memes.
And it's Wordle?
Wordle.
Yep.
Like the stage?
Your wife is playing it.
I think
no,
you would enjoy it.
Not,
but you would have to actually.
Not like the Wordle stage. No. Not like the Wordle thrust. No, it's a play on.
What did
word,
you just call it?
The Wordle thrust? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Wordle thrust. You just called it the Wordle thrust.
I was putting stress and emphasis on it.
Okay.
For a to
spelling
differentiate.
Purposes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, the guy's last name is Wardell, and so he made a pun by changing the first.
I don't know if that's a pun, but he did use a literary.
Yeah.
It's probably closest to a rhyming, actually, but.
Okay.
Kind of. Anyway.
So my answer is beans.
Okay, beans. All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Salsa, your wife plays it. I'm sure she can explain it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or show you what she does.
Mm-hmm. It's anyway. Fast five question number two. Ears or eyes?
You gotta wait for the ding, James. Just gotta slow it down a little bit.
I thought with lag time that it would arrive at exactly the right place.
No, but I'm okay. I'm lagging behind you.
A ding is neither early nor late. A ding arrives.
It always arrives precisely when it means to.
When what were the choices?
All right.
Ears or eyes?
Eyes. Things go in one ear and out the other. I need to see it.
I would rather have background music than background visuals.
Eyes for two reasons.
Okay.
One, I'd rather see than hear.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And two, I would rather have a jar of eyes than a necklace of ears.
Well, what?
I mean, where are you going to wear a necklace?
I mean, if you are collecting.
I mean, around your neck.
That it's either necklace of ears
or jar of eyes. Well, yeah, but where too? Like, what event? corn maze.
Oh.
I'm so mad at myself right now.
A Lisa Loeb concert?
God damn it. Claire's.
No. Oh my god. That's okay. God, that's distressing.
I'm going to need 17 ears pierced.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm good. Continue. Yeah,
your sign says I can get my ears pierced here. They don't say that they have to be attached.
Be attached to me.
Yeah. Right. So Steve chose eyes. Jenna chose ears. Salsa, you chose.
I chose eyes, I think. Didn't I? Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea. Okay. I don't remember.
Yep.
All right. I'm choosing. I'm
pretty sure you chose. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm choosing ears.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Fast five. Question number three. There we go. Cards or bones?
Bones.
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 Look at the cards.
I mean, I enjoy a good, like, card game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think card games also have more skill than bones.
Mm.
Or dice, if that's the direction we're going, which I...
I mean, mm-hmm. some of... I was thinking dice, too. Yeah, some of it has to do with just... and understanding odds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dice is more of a statistics game where... I mean, cards can have... Well, cards is also more of a statistics game. But
yeah.
It is.
Now I am rethinking. I'm going to go with bones just because they're bones.
Look at the bones!
I'm going to go with cards because... In the Bruce family, with whom my brother and I grew up, they were very partial to poker.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Mr. Bruce was a tournament winner. He won so many tournaments, he was not allowed to play any more tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And then he went to like fucking Vegas or whatever and just gambled for profit, essentially. But this means that all of his children knew how to play poker of various types. And as friends of his children, my brother and I got to learn how to play poker right along with them. All of this to say that I don't play poker anymore because I don't care and you're going to be sad when you lose.
I've got a side story to this as well. But
there was one night when I was in a nickel tournament, you know, something mm-hmm. that wasn't a big deal. But I had just gotten out. One of the Bruce's really needed to take care of some business. And they were like the fourth person left at the table. Like there were four people left at the table at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Out of like 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hey, can you babysit my hand? You're the only person here I can trust to do it. And I was just like, yes,
fair enough.
Yes, ooh, I'll wow. trust your hand.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So, anyway, I have a childhood fondness for cards. And so I'm going to go cards.
Hmm.
Just the sound of dice. Does it for me.
Clackety, clackety, clackety. It's going to be dominoes and we're all going to be sad. Or runes.
Between the sound of shaking dice or shuffling cards, I like the sound of shuffling cards a lot better. Especially that Yahtzee cup is a cacophony.
It's very ASMR.
That's why you get a leather cup instead.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Then that chintzy plastic jangle jangle is just this rhythmic thud, like
clunkety, clunkety, clunk.
Oh, man. I discovered that the cups that they give you for in the Yahtzee games fit perfectly into those foam can koozies, and that does an amazing job of making it quiet.
Oh yeah. Less reverberation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just dampens that sound right down. I am going to choose Bones.
Bones. All right.
Look at the bone.
I think that was all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fast five. Question number four. Christmas or party?
Like Christmas parties. Shit. Well, now I have no idea.
I think the one I'm least likely to attend is Christmas. Because I'll go to a party.
Because parties have food.
Yeah.
And you can leave whenever you want. Where Christmas, there are expectations.
Yeah.
Here's my interpretation based just what James said. Party food or Christmas food?
Ooh.
A big Christmas dinner. Or that buffet of random snacks and the occasional party. Like taco
party.
Bar. Christmas.
Party noshes, yeah.
Okay, wait. If there's a taco bar, that's a completely different category. You cannot just randomly throw a taco bar at a party.
Taco bar.
Yeah, that was very same. Taco bar.
Taco bar. Oh. Wait, is it spicy? Is it like ketchup spicy or like pepper spicy?
So to be fair, we're making fun of the Minnesotan accent while talking about tacos.
Yeah.
But you go to the West Side. You go to West St. Paul.
The
best Mexican food on the face of the planet.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Lake Street over by Powderhorn.
That's also fair. Oh, man. Hamburgaces. Oh, Jenna, have you heard about this restaurant?
Shut your whore mouth.
Yes. But the thing is there is a difference between like a taco truck and hamburguesas and a taco bar.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Big
no.
difference.
Oh yeah.
Big.
No, what difference. I put together taco is a bar is just bar.
Ah jeez.
Mexican buffet there. No.
I'm going to make a taco hot dish.
It's why we enjoy our Chipotle up here in Minnesota.
For sure.
It's because it's just like a taco bar, except somebody else makes it for you.
It's like Subway, but tacos. It's
super fancy.
Yeah.
That is actually, no, James, hold up, though. That's actually how I described Chipotle to one of our favorite Australian streamers because they don't have Chipotle there.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? I was like, well, do you have like Subway? And she was like, yeah. And it was basically like a Subway, but for tacos. And she's like, I understand everything about what this establishment is now.
It is like a Quiznos because they toast the bread first.
But it is a precise description.
Bread at Subway.
Yeah. Mechanically sound. It's a mechanically sound description. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They actually like toast. Ask, they actually toast Subway.
They started asking more, actually. Like, they used to just be like, oh, fuck, you want this bitch toasted? All right, fine. Now I think, like, somewhere along the training, they upped it to, no, you have to ask if they want it toasted. Don't be an asshole.
Yep.
So, they do ask now, because I have to be like, nope. And they're like, oh, well, all right, then, let's go. Yeah. Like, they get confused for a moment.
I'm going to still go with party because even though I like the food better at a Christmas dinner, I like the just grazing aspect of it. Like, if they had, like, grazing except Christmas food.
That's like my family's Christmas Eve.
Kind of like
Grandma Beatty's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect Christmas for me. It's just like a buffet style.
Just fucking graze your food out, yeah.
I'm still going to go party. Just because of that aspect, which you don't really get during Christmas is most of the time.
Fair.
Unless you have like 100 people in your family.
I have a love-hate relationship with Christmas. I used to love it. Then I had a very bad Christmas time. And then Christmas was bad for a while. But now I get brisket, so it's okay again.
Oh.
You're going to have to take me with you one of these years.
She doesn't have to do a goddamn thing.
It's true. It's true. I don't. I'm going to have to hide in the trunk one of these years.
Joe actually doesn't have to take me. True. Because where we're at.
Very true, yeah.
But, I mean, we can have that conversation. Maybe not at Christmas. Yeah, maybe we'll just go down at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah. However, I have always had a love of parties.
That's okay, true.
I love hosting parties.
I can't wait to party again.
Oh, yeah.
The best parties.
I like, thank
like
you.
They're nice, chill, relaxed, well, for the most part, chill, relaxed parties.
Usually. Sometimes they get a little uppity, but not there as much as they used to. We're all getting
time
older.
That you opened champagne with a sword, so.
Yeah. That was my birthday.
You?
And mostly I did that because Joe really wanted to
you
see.
You have a champagne bottle at some point in your life.
Fast Five, question number five. Spots or lines?
Zebra stripes or leopard print?
I mean, I'm getting leopard versus tiger myself.
Oh, I suppose tiger could be a thing, yeah.
You know, same animal kingdom.
Go get a tiger.
I don't know the context yet, though. Like, what would I rather have as a pet? What would I
want a jungle
wear?
Cat. I would love to have a jungle cat. When I was a little girl, I wanted a black panther.
Do I prefer the first dimension or the second dimension?
Ooh.
Oh.
Is it more important to reach the destination or is the journey along the way? That's a James esoteric way of going about it.
The real friends are the ones we made in math class.
Yes.
Because they had all the cool TI-83 games?
Oh man, did we ever.
I just
I'm
going to
go stripes.
Boobies. Okay.
Or a line?
Mm-hmm.
Was it sure. line or was it stripe?
I don't remember. Oh, wait,
spots or lines?
Spots or lines.
Okay. I would rather be told to wait in a line than be told to wait in a specific spot. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm waiting in a line, I feel like at least I'm making progress as the line proceeds. But if I'm waiting in a specific spot, then I have no idea when they're going to show up.
Holy That's fair. Fuck. Yeah. No, I get that. That makes
that
all
reminds
sense.
Me of waiting in line for my first vaccine shot. Where I was like, wow, yeah, the line is really moving now. I found out later that it was just people leaving ahead of us.
Oh, God. But
the
you're
line
still
had not been moving.
You're still making progress, though.
Yeah.
That's a yay for you, but oof for all the people who thought
we
it was
We did not get in that day.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. We were the first ones turned away. Yeah.
Oh, that's extra, though.
That is.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes me feel more like a dot person, because, like, getting to the head of the line and getting turned away feels a lot
that
worse
happened,
than just sitting in a spot and being told that...
That happened to us. That happened to us when we were in Philadelphia. We were going to this, like, planetarium or observatory thing, and, like, the line was really long, and they were like, not everybody's going to make it. And we get to the front of the line, and, like, they cut us off, like, right behind us. Like, we were the back of the line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, how many in your group? And it was like, the four of us. And they were like, okay, you four go in. The rest of you are full. Yep. It was like,
okay, I'm going to take Celsa's thing and flip it on its head for a second.
Oh, okay.
What about at a restaurant? Would you rather wait in a long ass line until you're seated or be told that you can have a seat and you'll be called when you're ready?
Like
when your table's
bar,
ready.
When your table's ready.
Yeah.
In which case, I got to go with the dot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to spot at that point because they'll give you a little buzzer thingy and then you can go outside and have a cigarette while you wait.
That too.
Fuck yeah.
And then you can put the buzzer in your pocket.
Jeez. Hey, Celsa.
No. Yeah.
Want to put my buzzer in your pocket?
Gross. Oh, God. Ah. It's like two brothers making out. That's gross.
Of course no. I would. I'm ew. So glad
in my
you asked.
Shirt pocket.
I've been waiting for you to ask for a decade.
God and then you can tell me when our table is ready.
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll tell you when the table is ready.
Bust right now.
Oh, yeah.
God.
They're just wiping it all down.
I can tell the table's getting real close and ready.
Stacking the dishes.
Oh, my God.
That table's getting a wipe down real soon.
Oh, they're getting out the Clorox for this one.
Wait, is this... Hold on, is this a booth or a high top?
My answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I choose lines.
Still going with lines.
Yep. I hate all of you.
I like this game.
I don't know that that's winning, really.
Oh, we should do it every episode.
I agree.
I think that's just me losing. No! God damn it.
Does that mean that I have to show up every episode, then?
Not necessarily.
Just to get in one good one with Celsius.
I'm sure James and I could carry this torch.
Double entendre intended.
So then both bartenders had sex with him.
You almost made me spit out my orange.
All right. Okay. I still haven't picked spot or line.
Spots or lines.
I think spots are more aesthetically pleasing. I like roundedness versus just the harshness of a line. I'm gonna go spot.
Fair enough. All right. And now it's time for the context.
Yay.
All right. Question number one, nails or beans? If you were going to be a centaur, would you want your lower half to be a hooved animal, nails, or an animal with paws, beans?
Aw, son of a bitch.
Paws look creepier, so I think I want to go with, I'm going to stick with beans. Because just the creep factor of just having these digitized things.
If I was going to be a centaur, then by definition, I would have hooves.
A centaur-like creature, I believe.
A centaur-like creature.
Okay. Yeah, basically like a chimera.
A quadrupedal top half human.
And hybrid.
Why didn't you say that?
He did. By saying light.
Centaur-like.
No.
We're going nails.
Yeah, going with hooves.
I'm not sure.
Should you be a majestic elk or a moose?
A moose?
No, I'd be a horse.
I don't know.
He would be the most centaur-like creature.
Yeah.
He would just be a centaur.
A centaur, yeah. That's true.
You don't get more centaur-like than a centaur. Yeah, that's true. By definition.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd have a huge cock.
Okay. So I think.
Well, all right.
I would want to be part jungle cat. So I think Bean. I think I'm switch over to Bean.
Okay. Get this for a second.
All right.
Human top half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monkey bottom half. So you've got these like hands for feet.
I just want to say, Steve, I think you're mostly there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you pick shit up with your toes. You're on your way.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the prehensile tail that was really confusing throughout.
Honestly, that is, yeah.
My nickname for years was monkey.
I'm just saying, we're primates.
But imagine,
genetically...
Like,
genetically, you're almost there already.
I'm just saying, like, imagine, like, the entire, like, four limbs, and then you stacked on top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That'd be the creepiest thing, and I love it.
Torso coming out of the monkey's neck.
Like a baboon with a torso sticking out. Yeah.
That would be, like, a centipede baboon thing going on.
It just, like, each foot could grab things and just have that weird
human baboonipede. Yeah.
I'm sick of this, and I want to go home.
I think I mean,
that was my point of why I chose it. So
I think I would want my lower half to be like an English bulldog.
I don't ask you to be a guest on our podcast very often. You realize that, right?
Really?
I don't think your bottom half would be able to lift your top half, James. You would just be dragging your face on the ground all the time.
But like a big one, you know, appropriately sized.
Okay.
Like ratio. That's almost more concerning.
So either very small upper half or really big bulldog.
Okay. Tiny upper half would be hilarious.
Tiny. I want a tiny James with a tiny dog.
Beard dragging on the ground.
He would love so much.
I would be so happy.
Hey, you guys want to hear a pun?
Whoa. imagine a sleeping James bulldog with a little twitchy leg.
Just chasing rabbits.
I think we should let Sleeping James lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, question number two, ears or eyes, you have elected to be fitted with a wireless implant, one that plays movies or TV in the corner of your vision, or one that plays music below other sounds. Jenna was absolutely right about this.
Boom. Yep. Mm. Called it, ears.
Does it come with closed captioning?
Oh,
I would expect that would be an option.
Because watching TV without the audio.
I mean, you can still
there's still the audio. Yeah. As the person who wrote the question, you would have it plays the movie.
So you have
TV,
audio either. So you have audio either way.
Yes. But so the question with one, you have video hanging out in the corner of your vision.
All right.
Video and stories versus background music.
I feel like I would like the picture-in-picture better. I also feel like I would get absolutely nothing accomplished during my day.
Mm-hmm.
I would do video, because with video you still have audio, and I could just, you know, blank the screen and still be able to hear. You know, like go to a
YouTube screen enough.
Yeah, but then you have a floating black square in your vision.
Who says I don't already?
That would explain
so much.
You should
probably get that checked. Yeah.
Who are you people? Where am I? Why does everything
get out of my
toast?
House?
I just like the idea of my entire life having a soundtrack.
Me too.
So I'm there for ears, man.
I mean, I like the idea, but what good is a soundtrack if nobody else can hear it?
I can hear it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what good it is.
Plus, they can totally tell that I'm listening.
You understand. I play music all fucking day long in my apartment.
It's not for me. It's not good enough that you go in your head. You have to actually hum the as you're sneaking about.
I mean, you have the option to do that, but I don't.
But I don't want to actually vocalize. I want the ears. Anyway.
Oh, that would be pretty great.
See, it would be just every single time I'm walking down the street, I would have that like Saturday Night Fever.
People will be able to hear what I'm listening to based on the way that I'm.
But see, I would just be strutting my shit.
Yeah.
Strutting all over the fucking place.
Yep.
I would have the Incredible Hulk ending credits.
But again, if I had video, the video comes with the audio, so I could be able to watch things. I would have options, is what I'm saying. I could have the option of watching and listening, or I again could just go to one of those YouTube videos that's just a blank screen and just listen, you know. So it gives me more options, so I'm going with that one.
Yeah. I already have bad eye stuff. I don't need more going on up over here.
You don't want to get the Google Glass?
No.
You don't want the Google Glass?
Plus, that way I could watch the hockey game while making direct eye contact with my wife, and that would be awesome.
Honestly, you shouldn't be doing that during sex anyway.
Oh my god.
But when we score, it makes me come.
I was going to make the score!
Go!
And air horns go off.
Mer-mer-mer.
Man, the rest of the people in that ice rink were very weirded out.
I love you, Kaprasov. What did you call me? Radley, Radley. I love you, Radley.
Oh, man.
That's the true magic of a Wizards game.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, my goodness. What's the next fucking question?
All right. Question number three, cards or bones? You've been hired as a court prestidigitator. Do you use tarot cards or runes? So good call, Jenna.
Oh, runes, definitely. I'm playing the bones. Especially because there's different ways you can play the bones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be
different ways you can play the spoons. Oh, yeah,
exactly.
I think it'd be easier to scam people with the bones.
I could see that.
Except you specifically have prestidigitation or prognostication?
Prestidigitator, I believe. Is that
so? Somebody who can just manipulate objects.
Yeah.
Is that what prestidigitation is?
Yes.
Yes.
Prognostication is seeing into the future.
Technically, juggling is prestidigitation.
Gotcha. Okay, so I did mean prognosticator.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you actually have the ability to see into the future.
No, you've just been hired to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's actually
so, you've been hired as a prognosticator.
Obligatory hash browns.
Your abilities are not. Yeah. Your skill level.
You might have. You might have filled in something on your resume that.
Yeah.
Might not have been entirely true.
Swahili is not nearly as good as yours.
With cards, I think there's enough people out there that have like read books on tarot and stuff like that that they're like. You'd be like, oh, this card means this. And they'll be like, I thought that card, that like cups meant this. And you'd be like, no. Whereas runes, you just fucking throw those and you're like, yeah, I see this in there. I mean, they'd be like, okay.
Another question. Does it have to be a standardized tarot deck? Or could it be like any set of cards? Just
I did not specify.
So it doesn't have to be a tarot deck.
I did say tarot cards.
Like, I did specify
tarot cards, but I didn't say what deck of tarot cards.
You could there's non-standardized tarot cards are just cards that allow you to prognosticate.
I still feel like I would have more variety. I feel like I would have more freedom to you know, like with bones I could throw them out there and be just like, oh, this is great, or you know, or well, I think that's a tarot. Oh, hold on, let me just like put a drop of blood or spit or something like that. And they're so, oh, it's different now. You know, whereas
I love the idea of Salsa telling a fortune and be like, oh, wait, I can't quite make out what's happening here. Oh, it's much clearer now.
I would have them spit on
I will say the fact that James said runes specifically makes things a little more complicated. Especially if you don't know what the fuck the runes mean and somebody else does.
But that's the thing, is I think that you're more likely to have people be, what's the word?
Knowledgeable about...
Like
bamboozled?
I feel like cards are things that people know and understand and are familiar with enough that they're going to be more skeptical. With runes...
It's the mysticism behind the extra mysticism.
It's the mysticism there and the layer of this is not something that we see every day in our lives. I haven't played poker with runes before, and so they are this new mystical,
like the Stephen Wright joke.
Other
thing.
Last night I played poker with tarot cards. I got a full house and four friends died.
So,
I think Salsa makes a solid argument. I don't say that often, but in this instance, I think that he does.
When it comes to scams, I've read a bit.
I mean, I do say that the runes do make it more difficult. Whereas if you're doing tarot, you can just be like, this is visual interpretation, whereas runes are, you have an actual rune that means something.
Yes, but it's about the placement of the runes. It's not about the runes. It's not about the runes. It's about the pattern. It's about the pattern of the runes.
Right.
And the pattern.
You can do the same thing with the cards.
Like, the dog rune means the death rune no longer applies.
Cards are a familiar item. And so people People already associate less mysticism to it because it is a common item, right, and familiarity breeds contempt. Whereas a rune is already an other item. Right. You have already suspended them one level away from the common.
Right. And I am agreeing with you completely on this.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that there is that complication that it has to be sorted out as well. So
I like the idea that Salsa's scamming us out of the appropriate answer.
I understand the psychology of this sort of thing a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Question number 4. Christmas or party? If you had, in childhood, been given the money to buy lighting for your room, would you choose strings of Christmas lights or Spencer's-style party disco lights?
Not the disco lights, no.
Yeah.
I would probably get the icicle lights.
Oh, icicle lights.
Before I got a disco light, if that's...
Well,
if
okay, so there are the rotating, like... party lights that there are also
lights, what point,
black lights
at UV. What point in my life
as a child, I think
I'm saying anywhere from the age of like 10 to the age of 17.
I would not have done either of those.
Okay, but it's an ARB choice. You made this game
up. No, I know. I'm just
like the really tiny lights.
Yeah.
All over.
Say I do like the Christmas lights, I guess.
The fact that I have actually decorated my room with like Christmas lights that had like little bamboo exteriors.
Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely have to say the Christmas. Like I don't go for the psychedelic is the thing. I've never been a psychedelic person.
That doesn't
okay,
I
was for
a
happy
either.
Year in high school, but let's ignore that.
We've all dabbled in a little bit of black light here and there.
But you don't want a 24/7 in your room with
No, because as soon as you put a black light in a high schooler's bedroom, you realize it's a bad idea that is.
Nope. Okay, gross.
That lasts about 2 minutes, and then you go, oh shit, no.
Oh god, it looks like a crime scene.
Yep.
Now, if you were to put it in, say, the parlor, black lights in the parlor might be a thing.
Then you find out how free your parents are.
With some velvet
on the ice box. That's where I keep my juice.
How did it get smeared in front of the TV?
The remote.
No wonder the buttons are gummy.
The fluffy pillows on the couch? I lay down there for naps.
Alexa didn't ask for this.
Oh, the Roomba got into it. It's all smeared everywhere.
Oh, God. Oh God! It looks like that sock was crawling away.
Oh God damn it!
All right. Question number 5.
Like a half monkey, half man.
I'm not okay with any of this. I just want it stated for the record.
Holy shit.
Alright, what's the next
question? There's a fifth question, wasn't there?
Question number 5. Spots or lines? If you were to receive one of the following types of art, would you choose an ornate Whistler-style sketch or some Warhol-style pop art?
The first one.
What is a Whistler sketch?
Whistler was famous for really detailed lithography and sketches.
That one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Warhol can...
I mean,
be lost
I
to obscure
it.
Role like her.
It doesn't need to be obscure.
From an artist, Warhol is a lot more
avant-garde.
I'm not going to say impressive.
Okay.
But I mean, especially if you get into some of the really interesting Warhols where like you back up 5 feet and
but there's the problem. There is no interesting Warhol.
Like
you make all of these declarative statements, Salsa.
Actual pop art is that it looks different from 2 feet from 10 feet. Like when you're 2 feet away, all you see is
dots.
And 10 feet, it actually all those dots. It's like look a good Warhol is like a TV screen.
See, again, you're using words like good and Warhol in the same sentence.
Where, like, the farther you back
would you
up,
let
the
actual
the,
artist finish
the
talking
the
about
color
fucking art,
blend
you
together
fucking
and
asshole.
Actually form the piece. So, I'm really torn on this one, to be honest. Like, I think just for that.
I need to
just
change
for that. I want to go for the Warhol.
I was about to say, I need to change my answer now just to piss off Salsa.
Ooh, I don't actually care. You can choose whatever you want.
But I think just like from a appreciation point of view, I can appreciate the intricacy that went into a Warhol more than I can a Whistler.
Fair.
Okay.
I think they're both really good.
Oh,
I would
yeah.
like to have either of them in my home, but I tend to be someone who appreciates monochrome art more.
Oh, sure.
In general. Like,
I think for me, like, it's very specifically the objective reasons outweigh the subjective reasons in my head for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I would appreciate specifically, like, looking at a Whistler probably better.
Mm-hmm.
But I would both enjoy looking and appreciating the Warhol more than on an objective level than looking at the I don't know how else to describe
like,
it than that.
Well, okay, so like a Whistler is a 6 ounce Wagyu beef steak where Warhol is a bag of White Castle. And while you might appreciate the gorgeousness of that one piece of Wagyu beef, sometimes you just want a fucking paper bag full of cheap
burgers.
I'm
going to say that. Because...
Okay.
I mean...
For me?
White Castle is still you throw it on the grill for 5 seconds and it's done. Like, we're talking about, say... Making a maltodextrin snow out of a Wagyu beef would be the Warhol.
Okay.
Pretentious, yes.
Deconstructed.
Pretentious.
Yeah.
Whereas the Whistler is just growing up that fucking thing and chowing it down. You're going to enjoy it a lot from the subjective standpoint of this is a fucking Wagyu beef and it tastes really good. But like knowing the intricacies that goes into making this deconstructed Wagyu snow.
I think it's a Wagyu more. Foam. It's a light. We've made cotton
there is
candy out of Wagyu beef.
There is actually something called a Wagyu snow.
Jesus
where you
Christ.
Render off all the fat of the Wagyu and then put maltodextrin in it. And it just tastes like Wagyu beef in a powder form.
That's a crime.
No, because it tastes really fucking good.
No, I understand, but chewing is part of the enjoyment. Okay. I would try it. Okay.
I don't. That's the best way I can describe my answer to that one. But
so that's it.
That's
for me, like,
out of the way.
I was about to say, look, I can appreciate well-made 70s furniture. I understand why all of the lines are there. I understand the function behind it. At the end of the day, don't want it in my house. That's where I stand with Warhol.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
get it.
I
appreciate
I agree
it,
100%. Sorry. I'm trying not to talk over you. Okay.
Yeah, these things happen.
I completely agree. I understand what Warhol did was really, like, interesting artistically.
Mm-hmm.
But then you step back 10 feet and you go, then why the fuck did you make that? You know? Like, you could have made something really interesting, and instead you made this piece of shit.
I think we're also talking about not just Warhol, but you also were talking about Warhol-esque, just the pop art itself,
yeah.
Right?
Well, no,
it's not
yeah.
necessarily Warhol. So you can do
colors with like light panels.
A comic books is a Warhol a pop art, essentially.
No. It's not just pop art, because there is some pop art that I do enjoy. But like I was looking at Warhol just trying to see if there was anything that wasn't awful.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything that.
But again,
I didn't
the question
hate.
Is Whistler style or Warhol style?
Pop art style. Yeah.
Pop
art is a genre in general.
Yeah, exactly.
I will still take Whist style, though.
Oh, fair.
Sure.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's a very subjective question, so it's...
No, there's the wrong answer.
No, I think Warhol...
One of us is right and one of us is dead.
Yeah, I think I think Warhol is absolute shit, but that doesn't mean that if you like it, I think you're shit.
Right.
No, I think you're shit for other reasons, Salsa.
Right.
For me, yes. I am shit for many reasons.
Whereas I am the shit.
Exactly.
Up top.
The himself. All right. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@ampodcast.com. The first one should include the choices. The second one, repeat those choices. So we'll have to go back and forth between emails and then give us the context. Does anybody have a shout out this evening?
I would like to give a shout out to those poor security people that were working the Winter Carnival. Trying to help just enforce any form of standard across anything. These poor people. I tell you what. They're just like, could you maybe like, they were working hard. They were doing their best. They were trying to enforce some rules that were arbitrary and some rules that were not. And everybody had a different opinion of what each of those rules should be.
Mm.
And in my mind, it didn't matter. They're your rules. I follow them or I leave. But like mm-hmm. for other people, maybe not so much. So I just want to give a shout out to those people. Because, yeah, seemed pretty thankless.
All right. James?
I would like to give a shout out to somebody that I'm seeing for introducing me to a game about language. Yeah.
Is it Wordle?
No.
No, $125,000 to get a degree in a language that I already spoke. Thank you, John Mulaney.
Salsa spent thousands of dollars to get a degree in organizing those words alphabetically. So there's that.
Not yet. That's the plan. I haven't done it yet.
Very fair. I would like to say thank you to Emily for introducing me to a game called Rosetta, which is a very weird collaborative language game that is surprisingly difficult. Yeah.
Okay. I am going to give my shout out to, teenagers who put black lights in their bedroom because they have way more confidence in their laundry abilities than I did at that age.
Oh, buddy. Steve, yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to Amelia Earhart, who turns out was really good friends with the Triangle.
Roommate.
Noted bachelor of the Triangle.
Historically. Oh,
beautiful. Oh my God.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Yes. So, this weekend, I have auditions. You can come audition for me. Cool. And you should come audition for me. It'll be a fun time. They're going to be at, I think they both Sunday and Monday start at 6:30 and go to like 9:30 or 10. There is a sign up. Please do. You must be wearing a mask and have proof of vaccination to even enter the building. We will be appropriately spaced and masked and taking care of all of those things. You will not come near us upon sadness in my face or something. I don't know. All of us are going to be spaced out. It's going to be a very, very social distance audition affair, but I promise to try to make it as emotionally relaxing as possible. So come on out, come audition for us. I need two people of any age, race, gender, or lack of. I'm hopefully looking for people with a bit of movement and timing is really kind of my key factors. So otherwise, y'all just need to be people.
Well,
so
that leaves me out.
Me. Yeah, I know, right? I have another thing, but Steve could plug that one.
Ooh. Yeah, I could probably plug that one.
Steve.
Ooh. Is that my cue to plug things?
Plug things.
Ooh.
Wednesday tomorrow, not real time tomorrow.
Right. Yes.
Is family game night.
Woo!
On the Twitches.
Ooh.
You can either go to twitch.tv/AuntieIla, twitch.tv/XJERE for me, twitch.tv/JezzaRed.
Yep.
All three of us are playing. You can go to either one of those. All three of those is preferable because the more viewers, the better across all the platforms.
Right.
Especially because me and JezzaRed still have yet to get affiliate, and getting consistent numbers is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you show up in my stream, I'll be like, please, please, pretty please, also check out my brother's stream. I don't think Jezza is pushing for it as hard right now.
I mean, I think Jezza is like, if it happens, it happens. But I mean,
yeah.
I would approve of her getting affiliate.
I would too.
So
definitely.
Also, I'm planning on streaming more. I'm trying to figure out what's a good time between me and my mental health to do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
So once I get, keep an eye out. If you follow me on Twitch, you'll get, and there's a notification setting where you'll get notified and things. Yeah. I didn't think if there's anything else that I need to plug, and I think that's pretty much it. Keep an eye out for me on the Twitches. Right. Wednesdays are for sure time at 5 Central.
Yep.
I'm planning on, like, Saturdays and Mondays doing streams by myself, but it's finding that right niche time for myself.
Yep. Right.
Updates to come.
Yay.
Indeed.
James?
There.
No.
Nothing at the moment.
Okay. On. Shoot, I navigated away because I'm an idiot. Coming up in just a couple of weeks is Fearless 5. Fearless 5 is Fearless Comedy Productions' original play, little mini festival where we have five writers write plays, and then five directors direct those plays, and then they get an ensemble cast of actors to act in those plays. Fearless Five Music. The theme is music this year. We'll be at the Historic Mounds Theater on February 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th. All shows will be at 7:30 p.m. The Mounds Theater does require proof of vaccination, so you need to bring your vaccination card. So, yeah, that's that. But you should check it out. Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah.
I also forgot. Oh. I do have one more thing. I'm doing a show on the 19th. Don Juan.
Yes.
Oh,
Don Krasnowski, Angela, or not Angela, Allison Anderson, mm-hmm. Matthew Kesson, Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. I'm missing somebody, and it's really sad because they're also amazing and awesome. And me.
Rest.
And the rest. honestly, yeah. Though, it is a stellar fucking cast. You want to come see it. That is also at the Phoenix Theater on the 19th. I think it's like 2-ish or something. It's a matinee show. Come out. Come see us. Come listen to some Molière. That'd be fun. Mm.
Cool. Are there any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to our special guest, Steve. Woo! Thank you to
Yay.
James for the Fast Five.
Yay.
No, yeah.
Also okay. Yay.
There we go. on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.